Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Isaiah chapter 26, verses 3 and 4, as a matter of fact. It says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind, 26 verses 3 and 4, Isaiah. It says, you, that is God, thou, in the King James, in the proper King James, will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Then 4 says, trust in the Lord forever, for in Jehovah the Lord is everlasting strength. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Jehovah, the Lord is everlasting strength. Come on, is somebody hearing me? Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. Can you please beam the amplified? You will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you. Why? Because he commits himself to you. He trusts you. Hallelujah. Because he commits himself to you, he leans on you and hopes confidently in you. For so, come on, brethren, trust in the Lord, commit yourself to him, lean on him, hope confidently in him forever. For the Lord God is an everlasting rock. I will just zero in on 2 words, or 3, maybe 4, but you know, I have a limited time. But the most attractive here in 23, perfect peace of mind. Maybe that's a phrase. And the next word is stayed. Make it a phrase, on Jesus. It says he will give you perfect peace. Perfect peace means perfect peace. Come on, is somebody hearing me? Now, let me say this to you quickly. I knew before I came that there were troubles being brought in here today. Personal troubles. Some for which you try to gaze, you try to look, you try to rationalize. That doesn't seem to be any way out. But I'm here to assure you, in the name of Jesus, there is a way out. And you are in the right place at the right time. In the name of Jesus. Doesn't just say I'm going to give him peace. And by the way, who is the Prince of Peace? Come on, talk to me. Jesus. Come on, say it again. Jesus. Whoever boldly declare that my peace I give unto you. Only Jesus. Any king ever say I give you peace? Which king? Which man? Which spiritualist? But Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. And I feel the fire. Take peace. I say, receive peace. 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 In the name of Jesus. Peace. And when he said, my peace I give unto you, in the book of John, he said, not as the world gives. When the world gives you peace, it's fake. The United Nations was set up solely to maintain peace. Have they maintained any peace?
fact, since they were inaugurated till now, it's the worst. Not because they were creating it, but because the human nature is such that they don't know how to. They don't even know where peace comes from. They don't even know the nature of peace, talk less of imparting it. But there is war. The Prince of Peace is he. Throughout eternity, the greater. Let's talk about Jesus more. Let's talk more about Jesus. Jesus. Talk more about Jesus. Think more about Jesus. Dream more about Jesus. The King of Kings, He's the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. He's Jesus. If our churches will say, talk more about Jesus, 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 that will be peace. That will be healing. That will be deliverance. That will be promotion. Someone shout, Jesus. Remember when he sent out his disciples? He said, anywhere you get to, let this be your intro. Knocking on the heart to him. He says, peace. That's your introduction. Why? You represent him. I declare to you today, in the name of Jesus, regardless of what is eating you up, I say, peace in the name of Jesus. Peace. Peace. He said, why are you so sure? I represent the King and the Prince of Peace. We deal in peace. He says, that will keep him in perfect peace. Now, not just peace, perfect peace. I've been in situations before when I try to be like a man because I'm a man. Yeah? You say, what does it mean? If I'm a man, I will behave like a man a lot of times. Except the fact that I'm now a child of God, and so he takes over. When you try to behave like a man in a human situation, you will die. Because all you have is rationalization, reasoning. When you reason solutions that does not physically exist, you will reason yourself to death, God forbid. Come on, somebody hearing me here. What if you say, what God does not do, he's not fit to exist, I'm going to bed? What if we decide the God we serve is able to deliver us? But if for any reason he doesn't, we still will not bow. You know what that is saying? We trust him too much to disappoint him. Why should we disappoint him? Because of fire. Because man made fire. Because man is trying to exercise authority above the authority of God. No! The God we serve will manifest. What if he doesn't? We still will not bow. And when did we throw them in? Those who were throwing them down in were slain. They didn't get there. The radiation killed them. They landed in the fire and their God was waiting for them. There was peace in the fire. Come on. I don't know how burning your fire is today. I declare, in the name of Jesus, I declare, and the devil knows I'm talking about, I'm talking about, peace in the name of Jesus. Uh-huh. Making a mockery of the devil, peace in the name of Jesus. Uh-huh. The Bible says, gives his beloved sweetness, sleeps sound like a baby. That's Christianity. See that verse 4 again. I'm coming back to 3. See 4 again. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Jehovah the Lord is everlasting strength. Come on. See those who know what I'm talking about. David, come on. Psalm 7. The Lord is my light and my salvation. He is the strength of man. Peace. Oof. Peace. Why? He's the strength of my life. Everlasting strength is my strength. His name is Jesus. Okay. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Come on, everybody say perfect peace. Help me prophesy to the sister beside you and the brother beside you. Both sides. Say, I prophesy. over your life. In the name of Jesus, perfect peace. Ah, look at me, look at me. Don't stay long. Perfect peace. When she was standing, sitting there, and she was doing like this, I said, oh, no, perfect peace. Jesus. Hallelujah. You say, why are you doing this? Because it will stick. In the name of Jesus. Say, why are you sure? You think I've come here to waste my time? And I've come here to waste your time? God forbid. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Jesus is real. Hey, perfect peace. Yeah. Ah, this time is flying. They look at the secret that will keep him in perfect peace. Who will he keep? You. And how are you defined in the scripture? Whose mind? Whose mind? Come on, give me the amplified again. Amplified. You will guide him and keep him in perfect peace. Whose mind? Both inclination and character. So when you say whose mind, that means that your reasoning, your expectation. And that informs the way you behave. Your thinking will inform your actions. Your regular actions will tell us of your habits. Your habit defines your character. That's you. You can sleep in the storm. In the name of Jesus. Somebody shout Jesus. Mark chapter 4. Crossing over, they took him along. Hallelujah. Hello. They took him along. And there was storm. Was that 4? Yeah. Yeah. No, it's 6 actually. One is 4, one is 6. Go and study the 2. The 2 cases there were storms. One, they took him along. The second one is no, 4 he took them to cross over. 4 was where he walked. 6 was where they took him along. Yeah. So they took him along in 6. So what happened? When the storm came and they were almost, see how man think. So I'm warning you now, because your thinking has been your problem. I'm here to change it. And I'm continuing on Sunday. Go to your church, please, can get the tape. That's what I'm dealing with on Sunday, of course. Ah, nothing's happening in Nigeria. Everything stands still. That's your thinking, and that's what you're saying, and that's what you're getting. That can be the greatest opportunity of somebody's lifetime. That's what you think. And so they were, and he was, guess what? Guess peace. he didn't have peace. Oh, peace. He slept. He was even snoring. He was dreaming of heaven, was talking with daddy. And then, and they ran helter skelter. It didn't just happen once, it happened continuously. And they battled it for as long as they could with all their knowledge, their experiences at sea. These were experts. They said, now we've been seeing some. This is terrible, man. Master, they went to wake him up. You see what I'm talking about, peace? And when he woke up, the first thing he heard, don't you care, we all die, we all die. Can you see where reasoning leads? Human reasoning leads to nowhere. It leads to truncation and termination. It leads to the conclusion of what the devil is planning. Human reasoning without Christ. Don't you care we all die or perish? You know the interesting thing about Jesus? He didn't address that. So don't be surprised when you bring me some panicky matter. Hey, Pastor, I will say something else. Why should I be taken in by the lies of the devil? He's telling you lies and you are running this scatter because of lies. But if it will help you, I say, I dispel it in the name of Jesus. I say, go. Say, Pastor, is that all the prayers? Oh. You want me to start to fast from now till next year because of this? Did you see Jesus anywhere? He went to heal people. When he got there, he said, I'm going to fast 7 days, then come back, I'll pray for you. Or Peter, or Paul. And this church have followed them, I believe. Not just for Peter, not for Paul, for all of them. It happens immediately. They may witness it immediately, they may experience it immediately, they may not immediately, but it happens. Some will experience it now, some when they get home, some a week later. But what you did, you've done with a finality. Why? I didn't send me. Man didn't commission me. Not even my pastor that commissioned me. Jesus commissioned me. Say, lay your hands on the sick and they will recover. So why should I doubt him? Why? What if human reasoning? It leads to nothing. Produces no good at all. The best of human reasoning about him. Initially may be good. Watch, it will turn to you will hate them later. Human reasoning. But if you are reasoning through the lens of the Holy Ghost and your righteousness, they keep on increasing in value. Human beings increase in value when you are reasoning through the eyes of God. That's why husband and wife say, we can't stay apart, we marry. After they marry, they begin to fight. Human. All they saw was flesh. All she saw was flesh. Okay, fine. This is perfect peace. So Jesus was sleeping and they woke him up. And the first thing they said was that. He got up. He didn't answer them. He went for the wind. Why is this horse misbehaving? Iji legun leshi. He said, this is, check Psalm 18, check Psalm. Everywhere he says, she go not. He said, he rides on the wings of the wind to discover the foundations of the earth and of the seas, to set free his own people. Why is this horse behaving wildly? He rebuked the horse. He said, well, come on, rebuke the wind. Then calm down immediately. He spoke to the sea, he said, peace be still. He now turned to them. He said, well, how come you have so such a little faith? What's wrong with you guys? You see peace at work? Peace knows how to calm the hardest storm of life. Is somebody hearing me today? You are rising out of this meeting with a turnaround. In the name of Jesus, a definite turnaround. Hear Paul, another man that understood. And that's why, when the Hebrew, see, a lot of times we make a mistake with what we do in our Bible schools, not Fountain Bible School. We're trying our best by the grace of God. That's not to say that we're better than anybody, but God is helping us. Some read the Bible in Greek. It's okay. A lot of knowledge. But the truth is that the Greek, the Bible culture is not the Greek culture. It is the Jews. So if you go there to, if you want to read the original, go and read what the Jews believed, what they don't believe, and what people like Saul that became Paul understood, it will help you better. He was a Jew of Jew, and yet a Greek, a Roman Empire, a Greek expert. Hear what he says. Be careful for nothing. By prayer and supplication with what? Come on, talk to me. So begin to thank God, because it takes the living to have problems. If you have a problem, it's because you're alive. That means that you will outlive your problem. You didn't hear me. I say you will outlive your problem. You're not answering me. I say you will outlive your problem. In the name of Jesus. That's why you can say I have a problem, because you are coming back to testify. In Jesus' name. Say with prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, make your request known to God. And what will happen? The peace of God that passes human understanding, human reasoning, human logic, human rationalization. That peace we guard, the same word you use. We keep guard over your heart like a garrison. Let me stop because of communion. I stop. And that's why the writer of Proverbs to say, keep your heart with all diligence. keep your heart with all diligence, because that's what will determine the quality of your life here. It will affect your eternal life as well. Is that what you mean? After I'm born again, you know that we still judge your works. At the reward seat of Christ, your work will be tested by fire. Doesn't mean you're going to hell. There'll be losers that day. Not you. Amen. Not me. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So tell your neighbor, say peace, 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 peace. I'll stop. I have more to share, but I'll stop. Hallelujah. As you live here today, you find directions. I say in the name of Jesus, you will never lack directions. Even where it has been crooked, it shall be made straight for you. In the name of Jesus.
You go in peace in the name of Jesus. Every lie of the devil against your life and destiny, I reverse in Jesus' name. Every tongue rising up against you in judgment, we condemn in the name of Jesus. We come against sickness and death and diseases and poverty. We declare the victory of the Lord in Jesus' name. Because the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. You will shine as light. You will excel in what you do. Head and not the tail. Above only and never beneath. In the name of Jesus. Return with a testimony of the victory of the Lord in every area of your life, spirit, soul, and body, in the name of Jesus.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.